This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Today, most households with kids will get a bank deposit for the second round of the Advanced Child Tax Credit. It's a monthly deposit of up to $300 per child, depending on their age and household income. New numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau are letting us see how families are spending their deposits, at least how they did in July. Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
Ask India Villar how she spent her $300 from the first child tax credit deposit last month.
Groceries.
Villar is a working mom in Allen, Texas. She has a 2-year-old daughter and a baby on the way.
I am pregnant and I eat like a teenage boy. We needed more food, so it worked out perfectly.
The census data show the top things families spent the money on were necessities: food, clothing, utilities. Natalie Foster with the Nonprofit Economic Security Project says that shows the child credit is working.
You know, we know that families with children were especially stretched thin this last year. This data demonstrates that families are using their child tax credit payments to pay their bills, to buy groceries, and to get their kids ready for school.
But it is a costly program. The first round of payments cost the government $15 billion, and the credit's future is uncertain. President Biden wants it to continue, funded in part through corporate tax increases. For now, the monthly deposits go through December. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.